sun shining brightly. How do you do? Ain't the breeze blowing lightly? I'm telling you, while I step kind of sprightly, feeling fine, sure as you're born.
How do you do? It's a great day, CM. How do you do? It's a great world to be in. I'm telling you, and I know you're agreeing, what a world, sure as you're born. Get an earful
of that mockingbird,
singing with all its might. Get an eyeful
of that painted sky,
wonderful sight. Oh, how do you do? Ain't the sun shining brightly? How do you do? Ain't the breeze blowing lightly? I'm telling you, while I step kind of sprightly, feeling fine, sure as you're born.
Before long, all America will be whistling and singing that song. A great song from a great picture. Of course, it's Walt Disney's new Technicolor hit, Song of the South. One of the most tuneful films he's ever produced. With a gay, heartwarming story based on the tales of Uncle Remus. Featuring the talents of Hollywood's finest actors and Walt Disney's newest animated stars.
Hello, y'all. This is Johnny Mercer, ready to start the proceedings on this quarter-hour musical preview of Song of the South. And introducing to you some of the wonderful people from its cast. First, meet the sweetheart of the Disney lot. 7-year-old, blonde, and very beautiful, Luana Patton.
Hiya, Johnny.
Bobby Driscoll, the 9-year-old who gives such a grand performance.
I guess that's me.
And there's James Basquiat, who will shortly be known everywhere for his wonderful screen portrait of that renowned storyteller, Uncle Remus.
Yes, sir. I got all kinds of stories, mostly about the most outdoorness, bodacious critter in the world, Br'er Rabbit.
And, of course, the man who produced this outstanding picture, the man whose popularity is acclaimed throughout the world, Walt Disney.
Well, thanks, Johnny, but I thought we were here to listen to the music score from Song of the South.
Right you are, Walt. But first, I'm sure the listeners would like to know a little more about your picture.
Well, all I can say is that it took a lot of time, plenty of hard work, but I loved every minute of it.
Yes, I imagine making a Disney picture is as much fun as seeing one. Incidentally, Walt, how did you happen to choose the tales of Uncle Remus as the story for Song of the South?
Well, Johnny, I first heard the stories of Uncle Remus when I was a boy down in Missouri. And since then, they've been among my favorites.
Your favorites and a million others.
That's right. I believe no folk stories have been better loved than the Joel Chandler Harris tales of Uncle Remus. I've always wanted to do a picture of him. But I had to wait for the development of our new film technique before I attempted it.
New film technique, Walt?
Yes, where we combine live actors with animated characters. You see, in this medium, Johnny, we can do practically anything.
And believe me, friends, in Song of the South, Walt does things you've never thought possible.
Now, Johnny, I think it's about time we hear some of that music you've promised.
All right, Walt, just name your favorite.
Well, how about that song Hattie McDaniel sings in the picture, you know, Sooner or Later, by one of your Capitol Record artists? And by the way, speaking of Capitol Records, I heard that Uncle Remus album you made, Johnny, and it's wonderful.
Thanks, Mr. D. I hope it'll become a collector's item. And a neat little item now is June Hutton, who steps out of the Pied Pipers to sing Sooner or Later.
Sooner or later, you're gonna be coming on. Bet you that I get you. You wait and see. Sooner or later, you wanna be hanging around. I'll let you. I'll bet you if I let you. Exactly when. before. Matter of factly, I don't know exactly when. But sooner or later, you're gonna be coming around and want my loving again.
Well, that sounds real satisfactory to me. How about you, Walt?
Hey, that sounds like a genuine southern accent you use in there, Mr. Johnny, for sure.
Well, you're not forgetting, Walt, I was born and brought up in a Savannah bypatch, just like Uncle Remus and Brer Rabbit.
Funny, I'd never know you're from the South.
Well, bless my soul, son. I knew you was from my part of the country all the time.
Yes, Uncle Remus. I was from the Georgia Mercer, sir, where Brer Rabbit probably used to nibble on my grandpappy's sugar cane.
That little critter sure got around, didn't he, Uncle Remus?
Yes, sir, he sure did get around. And if I had time, I'd tell you all about the story of Brer Rabbit and the Tall Baby.
I'll tell you what. Let's settle for a song.
Good. Sing Uncle Remus sad.
Just for you, honey. I'll do that.
All right, Jim Basket. Just what did Uncle Remus say?
Uncle Remus said,
come on and gather around me, all you little children, before you all go off to bed. Now just give me your attention and hear what old Uncle Remus got to say. I'll tell you just how the animals got that way. Now the leopard's pappy, he got the gout from eating too much speckled trout. His mammy dreamed of polka dots, and that's how the leopard got his spots.
That's what Uncle Remus said. That's what Uncle Remus said.
From speckled trout and polka dots.
That's how the leopard got his spots. More, more, tell us more.
The piggy saw his monkey friend a-swinging by his other end. He tried the same thing on a rail, and that's why the pig's got a curly tail.
That's what Uncle Remus said. That's what Uncle Remus said.
He tried the same thing on a rail.
That's why the pig's got a curly tail.
That was wonderful, Jim Basket. And what Uncle Remus said won't soon be forgotten either.
I just hope the animal kingdom will forgive me for telling those stories on them.
Mr. Mercer, want to know what my favorite is from Song of the South?
I bet I can guess it, Bobby.
Bet you can't.
Let me see now. With that twinkle in your eyes, it could only be one tune. The Laughing Place song?
Nope, you missed. That's the Juana's. Uh-huh, that's my favorite. Every time I hear it, it makes me laugh.
Well, if it makes you laugh, what you say we play it right now? Okay, Bobby?
Okay, ladies first.
Very well, you announce it, Luana. And I'll give it my extra special attention.
All right. Everybody listen. Johnny Mercer is going to sing Everybody's Got a Laughing Place, a very cute number from Song of the South.
Everybody has a laughing place, a laughing place to go ho ho. Take a frown, turn it upside down, and you'll find yours, I know.
Everybody has a laughing place to go ho ho ho.
Find a grin, bring it right on in,
and you'll find yours, I know ho ho.
I think about my laughing place.
And yuck, 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 yuck. Everybody has a laughing place to go ho ho. Take a frown, turn it upside down, and you'll find yours, I know ho ho.
Upside down, and you'll find yours, I know.
Everybody has a laughing place to go, ho, ho, ho.
Find a grin, bring it right on in,
and you'll find yours, I know, ho, ho. Ha, 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 ho, ho, ho.
Boy, am I in luck, I think about my laughing place.
yuck, 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 yuck. Everybody has a laughing place to go, ho, ho. Take a frown, turn it upside down, and you'll find yours, I know, ho, ho.
I'm going to get the Capitol Uncle Remus album just to hear you sing it again.
Oh, that's a great song, isn't it? Say, Walt, where do people get all the ideas for songs like this, all you people?
Well, you should ask that, Johnny. I've often wondered where you got all your ideas.
Yeah, but I never came up with one like this, this Laughing Place thing.
Well, that's part of an Uncle Remus story, Johnny. You see, Uncle Remus believes everybody's got a Laughing Place. You have, Luana has, I have. It's all a matter of finding your own. Your little hideaway, your special little place to laugh.
Well, I know where mine is, then.
Who's that?
Bobby, it's in any theater where they're showing Song of the South. Man, I got a million laughs out of it.
Mine's in the corner listening to Uncle Remus tell stories. That's my laughing place, too.
And I'll bet Walt's place is over on the lot with Donald Duck.
I can't think of a better place. Now, Johnny, since you sung our favorite from Song of the South, we'd like to hear yours.
I like them all, Walt, but there's one in particular that I favor over all the rest.
Which one is that, Johnny?
Well, it's the one I think you can be sure will be one of America's favorites. It's that catchy, happy-go-lucky piece, Zippity-Doo-Dah.
Gee whiz, Mr. Mercer. That's one I like best, too.
Zippity-Doo-Dah, zippity-ay, my, oh, my,
what. Well, folks, that's all we have time for now. It's been a lot of fun singing all these grand new tunes from Song of the South, and we hope you've enjoyed hearing them as much as we've enjoyed bringing them to you. So for Walt Disney, Luana Patton, Bobby Driscoll, and James Basquiat, this is Johnny Mercer saying goodbye, and reminding you, if you want to see the gayest, happiest movie of the year, will you latch on to a seat at your favorite theater when they show Walt Disney's musical hit, Song of the South.
You'll want to see it again and again. It's Walt Disney's Technicolor classic, Song of the South, with new songs for a nation. Hollywood's talking about. In this new Walt Disney full-length Technicolor hit, you'll thrill to its gay, heartwarming story. You'll whistle and sing its glorious music, and you'll laugh and love the new Disney characters. Remember, it's Walt Disney's tuneful new hit, Song of the South. Song of the South, with songs for a nation.
Hello, everybody. This is your old music maker, Johnny Mercer. And I'd like you to meet some of the cast from Walt Disney's tuneful new hit, Song of the South. Meet Luana Patton and Bobby Driscoll, two youngsters with a bright future. How are you, chillin'?
Hello, Mr. Mercer.
You know, I saw you two in Song of the South, and believe me, I want to say you both were swell.
Thanks, Mr. Mercer.
Just how old are you, Luana?
I'm 7.
How'd Walt Disney happen to discover you?
On a magazine cover.
Cover girl, eh? Well, with those blue eyes and silver curls, I'll bet you were the favorite junior pinup girl. What about you, Bobby?
I'm 9 years old, Mr. Mercer, and I'm not the pinup type.
You're not, eh?
Nope, I want to be a Marine sergeant when I grow up.
But meanwhile, you're going to continue acting in Disney pictures, is that right?
I'll say. They're so much fun.
I'll bet they are.
Mr. Disney is wonderful to work with, isn't he, Luana?
I'll say, and when we didn't have to go to school on the lot.
Oh, you did have to go to school.
Sure, just can't get away from it. Only the best part, we always got to see a Donald Duck movie.
Or a Mickey Mouse when we were good.
Hey, I think I'll drop in on you someday over at the Disney's. If you promise me an afternoon full of Donald Ducks.
That's a promise, Mr. Mercer.
But tell me, in the movie, you two play with those two new animated characters Walt created for Song of the South.
You mean Brer Rabbit and the Fox and the Bear and the Frog?
Yeah, how does Walt do that? Does he use magic or something?
Oh, that's a secret.
Oh, I see. Well, maybe you can tell me where he got all that great music for Song of the South. That's no secret, is it?
You're a composer, Mr. Mercer. You should know.
Well, I heard some wonderful music, but the musical score of Song of the South is really one of the best.
Why don't you sing us your favorite song, Mr. Mercer? Good idea. See if you like the one we do.
Okay. How about me giving the Mercer treatment to How Do You Do, just as we did it in the new Uncle Remus album for Capitol Records?
How do you do? That's our favorite, too.
Well, here it is now. So give a listen.
How do you do? Ain't the sun shining brightly? How do you do? Ain't the breeze blowing lightly? I'm telling you, while I step kind of sprightly, feeling fine, sure as you're born.
How do you do? It's a great day seeing. How do you do? It's a great world to be in. I'm telling you, and I know you're agreeing, what a world sure as you're born. Get an earful
of that mockingbird,
singing with all its might. Get an eyeful
of that painted sky,
ain't it a wonderful sight? Oh, how do you do? Ain't the sun shining brightly? How do you do? Ain't the breeze blowing lightly? I'm telling you, I'll step kind of sprightly, feeling fine, sure as you're born.
Can you sing another one?
Oh, I'm sorry, Luana, but you and Bob will have to settle for that, as our time is up. Thanks to both of you for dropping in, and we'll be looking for you in Walt Disney's great new picture, Song of the South. Till then, this is Johnny Mercer saying, if you want the tops in musical entertainment, be sure and see Song of the South. Walt Disney made it, and you'll love it.
See Song of the South, based on the immortal tales of Uncle Remus, with new Disney characters combined with a big cast of Hollywood stars. You'll love its music and songs, its tender story, and its gay, happy comedy. Remember, it's Walt Disney's Song of the South. Song of the South with songs for a nation.
It's wonderful, sensational, colossal, stupendous. No kidding. You know, Song of the South. Now, folks, I want you to meet that great music maker, that songsmith of the South, Johnny Mercer.
Yes, sir, I'm here, Southern accent and all.
And the greatest man in the world. The most lovable, most wonderful fellow I know. My boss, Walt Disney.
Well, thanks, Jottle. That was very touching. Hello, Johnny. Say, what's all this about?
Well, haven't you heard? This is a quick preview of Song of the South.
And, of course, that means you'll be asking me questions, sir?
That's right, sir. And in return for your answers, Walt, I'll pay off with a song.
Well, that's fair enough for sure.
All right. So why don't you begin by telling us all about Song of the South?
Well, sir, I'll do my best.
First, I think we'd all like to know just why you're doing the tales of Uncle Remus, Walt.
Well, Johnny, one of the first books I ever read was the Uncle Remus stories. That was a long, long time ago down in Missouri. Ever since then, these stories have been my special favorites, and I've just been waiting until I developed the proper medium to bring them to the screen.
I see. That's what you call your new dramatic dimension, isn't it?
Something like that. Now we can integrate the talent of live actors with those of animated characters.
Well, that certainly is something new, the way you've done it, Walt. When I saw Song of the South, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Well, you know we can almost do anything on the screen now.
Don't I know it? You do things in that film that I've never seen before on the screen.
You know, it was a lot of fun making Song of the South.
It must have been. And working with such a grand cast as you had. Bobby Driscoll, Luana Patton, Ruth Warwick, and James Baskett. All wonderful people. I think you've done an outstanding job of producing Song of the South. It's got a wonderful story with a thousand laughs.
Thanks, Johnny. And a few tears, don't forget.
Yeah, and there's some glorious music, too. Of course, whoever heard of a Disney picture without great music?
The music's your department, Johnny. Well, help yourself to one of the numbers from Song of the South. and give it that Super Mercer treatment.
Thank you, Walt. And I think I'll do the one everybody comes out whistling and humming after seeing Song of the South. Zippity-doo-dah.
Why? And sing it just as swell as you did in that Uncle Remus album you and the Pied Pipers recorded for Capitol Records.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day.
Plenty of sunshine head my way.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
It is the truth.
It's actual.
Everything is satisfactual.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful day.
It is the truth.
It's actual.
Everything is satisfactual.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful day.
I'm sure everybody enjoyed that, Johnny. It was great.
Well, it's a great song, Walt, from a great Disney picture. Thanks for being here with me, Walt, and I'm sure the folks enjoyed this brief chat with you as much as I have. Now, this is Johnny Mercer saying so long, and reminding you, there's a song for everyone in Song of the South.
You'll want to see it again and again. Walt Disney's new Technicolor hit, Song of the South, is one of the most entertaining pictures to come to the screen in years. This full-length musical drama, combining three lovable new Disney characters with some of Hollywood's finest actors, will thrill you with its story, and you'll love its glorious musical score. Remember, Song of the South.